Now it's time for Protect Your Assets with your host, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. And now here's the Sandman.
Good morning, listeners. Today we're going to be discussing a subject that you will have to deal with sometime in your lifetime. The statistics are overwhelming. It's going to affect you or a family member. We're going to discuss how to recognize it, the complications around it, and what you can do to be prepared for it. My guest today has many, many years of experience around this subject, and you don't want to miss this show. Monday is Memorial Day, a day that typically marks the start of the summer vacation season. It's also become a long weekend increasingly devoted to retail sales and shopping, barbecues and picnics with family and friends, fireworks, trips to the beach, and national media events such as the Indy 500. But the real purpose of Memorial Day is to honor all Americans who have died in war. Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving in the Marine Corps, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard. That's what Memorial Day is all about. So today I want to recognize and honor the fallen men and women of our armed forces, as well as the brave individuals who are alive and fighting for our country and for our freedom today on both our U.S. soil and abroad. We owe our greatest debt to you. Between everything that's going on in Greece right now and in Europe, how is this going to impact our economy and the slide of the Dow over the last 2 to 3 weeks? There are a lot of people that are very nervous, and they're searching for ways to be more certain when it comes to their money. They've grown wary of this ride we've been on now for years. We all know it's a whole new world out there for everybody, and if you're trying to generate any income for retirement, or even if you're in the phase between still working and retiring, it's tough, I know. You probably think you have two choices. Get next to zero at the bank, which, by the way, you're actually losing money when you account for inflation, or put your money back on the wild roller coaster ride. Not much of a choice now, is it? It's almost like a choice between the devil you know and the devil you don't. But you actually have more options than you know. In fact, I can assure you there are more options than you do know about. The best thing that you can do for yourself, the best thing that you can do for your financial future, is come to one of our upcoming workshops. We're going to have one on June 7th and the 28th. It's absolutely complimentary. We get so much great response there, and people love them. And most importantly, they get a lot out of them. So you should call and reserve a seat, and the number to do that is 1-866-PROTECT. So I know it's been certainly an interesting market, and before we jump into that, I want to take a minute to teach you something here in the morning. We're going to start doing this somewhat more frequently, which is relaxing and techniques around exercise. Because I really do believe in that. I think it helps you feel so much better. So my guest this morning for this one-minute intro we're going to do is Jonathan Jones. He's with Breathing Aerobics. Jonathan, talk to me about today's fitness minute.
Okay. We're going to have a breathing tip of the week. Today's breathing tip of the week is to manage or relieve stress, practice doing breathing aerobics throughout the day. Breathing aerobics allows you to breathe in more air, which has oxygen, which gives your body and your brain more energy, and also allows you to exhale, breathe out more air and toxins from your body than you would normally. Okay, let's try a couple.
Let's do it.
Okay. When I say go, I want you to inhale through your nose for the count of two and exhale through your mouth for the count of four. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Inhale through your nose, one, two. Exhale through your mouth, one, two, three, four. Inhale through your nose, one, two. And exhale through your mouth, one, two, three, and four.
And how many times should we do this, do you think?
Do it 9 times, 3 times a day, just to start.
And do this when you have stress, right?
Just stress all through the day.
All right, Jonathan. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. And if you want to get more information about that, check out breathingaerobics.com. It's amazing what this can do for you. So let's talk about the market before we do that. Do a breathing aerobics exercise. Here we go. Okay, so I got some interesting news for you. You got to hear about this. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I've been saying this for months. Greece is out. Just get used to it. They're gone. Okay? Greece is out. So all the goings on in Europe, I need to point something out to you, which has to do with interest rates and the CPI. Late in 2011, this happened the first time in the last 30 years, the yield on the government 10-year treasury fell below the CPI. That's the consumer price inflation rate. I know when you talk about inflation, you take out food and energy. That's just the way they do it. And you know why? Because they don't want to raise your Social Security. So that's why they say there's no food or energy in inflation. But the last time that these two rates collided with each other was in the early 1980s. Now think about that. What was going on in the early 1980s? Are we redoing that again, maybe? Inflation at that time was running at double-digit levels. And you may remember interest rates were at double-digit levels, and I don't think we're going to ever see that again. But the interesting thing that's happening right now with all the uncertainty in Europe is it's happening again. These two indexes are crossing each other, and this week we saw the 10-year treasury actually drop below the CPI again. So what I expect to see from this is a positive spread that's going to be reestablished between these two rates in the next couple weeks. Why? I think you're going to see rates start to rise a little bit more. I do think they're going to stay around this low level for the next 2 years. So if you're thinking about refinancing, this is certainly a great time to do that. I definitely do not forecast a deflationary environment in the United States. I, on the other hand, think there's going to be an inflationary environment. I think it's going to happen in the next 6 to 8 months. So you're going to want to position yourself into asset classes that can benefit from an inflationary environment. I do expect the vast bulk of the euro currency to remain intact. This is going to reduce the flight to quality. So you're seeing right now a rise in purchases of treasuries and TIPS, we call them, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, because they're flighting, people are buying quality. They're buying U.S. And so what that's doing is driving down the price of these investments. That I don't anticipate that to be for much longer. So think about that if you've been doing that. This is a great time to look at tax freeze. I participated in a call this week, and a lot of portfolio managers are starting to look at tax freeze. Why? If you look at the spread between the treasuries and the tax freeze, in some cases it's over 300 basis points. This is significant. I urge you to take a look at tax freeze, look at other ways to generate tax-free income, because as taxes rise, which they're going to be on the rise here in the future, you need to take a look at tax freeze and reposition yourself into a place where you can get tax-free income, because when you factor taxes on top of what you're earning, especially higher income taxes, which is what we're all looking at, you get a better yield, a better return. And so look at ways to get tax-free income. I've offered this before. There's a book that we have. It's called the Tax-Free Retirement. And for the first 20 callers, we're happy to send that out to you. Go ahead and call 1-866-PROTECT. Ask for the Tax-Free Retirement. We'll be happy to send that to you. But it talks about other ways besides just tax-free bonds where you can generate tax-free income in retirement. So it's something definitely to check out. Now, what we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break is about not just Alzheimer's. I want to talk about the forgetting, we call it. And this happens as you get older. As you get older, what's happening is people are living a lot longer now. And as you live longer, the possibility of having some sort of memory loss or memory failure starts to develop because of the way that your brain works. Your brain stops firing these synapses. Michelle will speak more to this because she's the expert here. But this happens very commonly to most people over 80. It's amazing. And it's also happening to younger people now for some reason, which we'll talk about. But what do you do when this happens to a family member? I want to read you something, which Michelle was nice enough to give me about the Alzheimer's Association of the East Bay. And I want you to think about this. Here it goes. My mother, Maria Santiago, has a heart of gold. When she was raising me and my two brothers, she worked with seniors, cleaning, cooking, and helping them with their grocery shopping. She was such a good cook that they were always trying to get her to do more, to try new things. When a woman in our building had breast cancer, my mom fed and bathed her. If someone was sick, she took care of them. She was the nurse without the credential, the one our neighbors turned to for help. So it's ironic that 7 years ago, when my mom began to suffer the Alzheimer's disease, she was living alone in an apartment in New York City with no one to take care of her. My brothers tried, but after less than a year, they were worn out and discouraged. Mom lost a lot of weight. She became confused, withdrawn, uncooperative. When my brother told me that his marriage was in serious trouble and he could no longer look out after our mom, I made the decision to bring her to live with me in California. I own a business that requires I work a lot of hours, often in the evenings and on weekends. Still, I managed to give Mom the care she needed. I cooked the food she likes, spent as much time as I could with her, took her to her appointments, and saw to all of her personal needs, 24 hours a day. As her health improved, my own declined. She got stronger physically, mentally, but I lost weight and was increasingly exhausted. My friends were concerned. Finally, I had to admit that in order to take care of my mom, I had to take care of myself. I needed help. Mom now attends ASAB's Adult Day Health Care Center in Berkeley 5 days a week. In the morning, she's greeted by the staff who know and care about her. She enjoys the healthy food they prepare. It reassures me to know that while I'm at work, she'll be safe, that she'll have the company and mental stimulation, and that she will be in surroundings that are familiar to her. She's always happy to see me in the evening when we can eat together and enjoy each other's company. ASEB has been my lifeline. Without it, I would have to put Mom in a full-time home. I would not be able to wake her in the morning or hold her hand for a few moments when I put her to bed at night. I would not be able to do all the special things that only a loved one can do. I would spend every moment worrying about her, afraid that she was lonely, frightened, unhappy, or in pain. I would not see the sparkle in her eye that tells me she knows she is loved, that she's safe, and I will take care of her. From the bottom of my heart, I'm asking for you to support ASAB, which makes all these things possible. ASAB relies on donations for many of its services, including Adult Day Healthcare Program. Your contribution enables my mom and so many like her to stay in their homes. It supplies the medical attention, support services, and social interaction she needs. It gives families and caregivers like myself respite that allows us to continue our jobs while we shoulder the responsibility for our loved ones. This is an amazing story that came from Nestor Sanchez, and we're going to talk about a lot of things that he's talking about here, which is, you know, how do you recognize this? What do you do once you recognize it? What's out there? What are your options? There's so many more options than just putting somebody in a nursing home. It's not just about that anymore. What's the social interaction that she needs? What are the types of food that they need? What are the options here? So we're gonna talk all about this. So stay tuned. Don't go away. To make an appointment with me to talk about these kind of things, it's easy. Remember, we're local. We're right down the street from you typically, and we can see you in our office or in your home. It's as simple as calling 1-866-PROTECT. If you get a busy number, just try it again. It's 1-866-PROTECT. Numerically, it's 1-866-776-8328. You are listening to the Protect Your Asset Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman.
KNBR 680. Listen to Protect Your Assets with Liberty Group's David Hollander. It's your assets that are on the line on KNBR
680.
Join the show. It's 808-5627, 808-KNBR anywhere in the Bay Area. We're going to get to our exciting topic today. Maybe you're asking yourself questions like, will I run out of money in retirement? Do I really need long-term care insurance? What's the best way for me to pass my wealth to my heirs without it being taxed or eaten up by probate court? I have answers to all these questions and more in my newsletter. It's a Protect Your Assets newsletter, and it's absolutely complimentary. It's jam-packed with great information. How do you get it? Go to libertygroupllc.com. That's libertygroupllc.com. At the bottom, it says Protect Your Assets newsletters. Click on that, enter your email address, any other information you'd like, and we will send you that absolutely complimentary. My guest this morning is the executive director of the Alzheimer's Services of the East Bay, Michelle Pope. She's been doing this for over 20 years, actively involved in the good fight, the fight for social justice. She's an expert in managed care. Her primary focus now includes pushing for collaborative efforts between government, business, nonprofit, communities, and family. She believes, as I do, that no one group can solve their mutual problems without collaboration and discussion. Besides running ASEB, she's a mother, and she is pursuing an MBA. She has a bachelor's degree in marketing from Southern New Hampshire University. Michelle has twice received the 2000 Most Notable American Women Award. In 2010, Michelle was honored with the Leadership Award from the California Association of Adult Day Services. Michelle is also a 2010 Strathmore Who's Who recipient. I'm so happy to have you with us this morning because this lady does not stop. She works continuously for the cause, and for her to be here today is amazing. So anyone who wants to call in, 808-5627, if you have a question, we're going to have a very deep discussion right now about how do you identify, Michelle, when a loved one is having any sort of cognitive impairment whatsoever. How do you identify that?
Well, first of all, good morning, David, and thank you for having me here this morning. I think any individual or family member that is concerned about memory loss needs to understand that they're, it's not the thing of forgetting a word. It's not walking into a room and all of a sudden forgetting why you walked into that room or forgetting your keys. It is Alzheimer's or dementia is the memory loss, the complete memory loss of what the function of something is. So, for instance, once you find those keys, if you don't know what those keys are for or what to do with them, then that's a problem. If you your activities of daily living, that's a technical term to say combing your hair, brushing your teeth, putting on your clothes, if that gets changed in any way, if you're not doing it, like, for instance, I have a friend that goes and gets her nails done every 2 weeks. I'm a gardener, so I don't, but she does. Right. And if all of a sudden she wasn't doing that, that would be something to look at because that's a habit. That's a thing that is important to her and a habit. Most families find that people are experiencing memory loss in all of the areas like how to pay their bills, forgetting that they have a doctor's appointment, getting lost in the car on a route that you normally know. Those are things that are sort of the red flags that would make me and should make you, listeners, pick up the phone and call your doctor.
Now, once you, and this in our business, I see this a lot, where a child will call and say, you know, I'm really concerned about mom. These kind of things that you're mentioning are going on. Mm-hmm. This is it's exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. What do we do at that point to help mom make an appointment with the doctor? I usually recommend that the children go along with their parents to the doctor to find out what they could expect to happen and what are the things to look out for. It's certainly a great place to start. If you're not able to do that, which I know a lot of people out there are working and taking care of their own families, and then they have their parents to take care of as well, very much like the story we read in the beginning, you know, what do you do in that case? Well, again, there are services for seniors, or and folks, I don't want to just say the word seniors because it's not just about seniors. I mean, you could be 55 years old, technically not a senior, and you could start to have memory loss. We're seeing a lot more of that now, younger people having these issues that are developing.
I think the first thing that I would advise any family and what I've done now for the last 20 years in my life is have a healthcare notebook. Most of us walk around thinking we're going to remember everything that a doctor says to us about our care, as well as we need to be active participants in the body and temple that we walk around in. So if you're finding that you're experiencing, let's say you have dizziness, okay, so write down, on 4/25, I felt dizzy. Doesn't have to be a dissertation, just dizzy. And then if it reoccurs on an ongoing basis, maybe that's just one episode. You took an aspirin wrong, you didn't eat before you took your vitamins, whatever the...
Stayed up a little late. Yeah,
you know, whatever it is. Right. But if it begins to be something that you see a pattern, then you know that's something you need to bring up. You need to have a list of all your medications. You need to talk to your pharmacist to find out if any of the medications that you're taking have after effects or symptoms that mirror memory loss or dementia. I think that what we've made a mistake in our country is that we are no longer active participants in our medical care, and we need to be active participants, particularly in a time where managed care has put doctors in positions where they can only spend 15 minutes.
You know, it's a really good point you're making, because I think a lot of us have become a little gun-shy to tell our doctors about things that are happening, because then it gets in our medical record. Mm-hmm. And then we might be denied certain things, like certain types of insurance, for instance.
Exactly.
So I love this idea of having a workbook or a notebook that's personal to you. You don't necessarily have to share that,
exactly.
Right? It's not a public record,
no.
But it does help you and your family identify issues that are going to happen. That's a great suggestion. So you identify this issue. You're starting to have memory loss. From a legal standpoint, I would certainly recommend that people get power of attorneys in place. A financial power of attorney is an excellent document where you can give your wife your husband, your children, the ability, or friends or sisters, the ability to step into your shoes and help you make decisions for yourself when you can't, financial decisions or healthcare decisions. But beyond that, you've got to make these day-to-day choices. Again, like our story, you're working. What are you going to do? Let's talk about once you've identified that this is coming your direction mm-hmm. or it's in your world right now, mm-hmm. what are some of the options out there for people?
Well, I think I want to agree with you and strongly suggest to the audience that they get to see an attorney and someone like yourself to make sure that they know everything that is going on with their parent, because I'm here to tell you, you don't. The reality is there are things that your parents don't even know about their policies. That page 16 on the bottom in the asterisk is just as important as the paragraph on the first page. And so we need to position ourselves as families to be aware of what that person, meaning your loved one, might need down the road. Is it adult day health care, which I would believe would be a beginning for most families, which we can talk about that model? Is it assisted living? Is it staying at home? Will they need home care? Sit down with them at the immediate moment that diagnosis is made and make that plan with them in mind. Let them be engaged and involved, because 5 years from now, from that moment, they may not be able to be engaged and involved. And the best thing that you can do as a caregiver, friend, loved one, partner, is to find out what they need and put all of the building blocks in place so that you're not reacting, that you're kind of preparing for. I think we're a reactionary society, and we wait till things happen, and then we go, woe is me, when in fact there's probably a good 5 to 10 year period of time from diagnosis that person can really be engaged and still involved, and you need their input in order to know what they want.
That's so important. I see this all the time. People have these events occur, they pick up the phone and they call, and it's happened to you. And I got to tell you that's not the time. I mean, look, we're here to help you, and I'm glad you do that, but the time to do it is before. And when you look at the statistics of this, it's going to happen to somebody you know. It's that simple. It's going to happen to you or someone you know in your family. And so it's vital that you're prepared. And so by being prepared and taking the steps ahead of time, you're going to be in so much better position, because as Michelle pointed out, you don't necessarily know what your spouse wants to do, let alone your mom or your dad. So by having this discussion, by working on it together and laying out the building blocks to make that plan the way that you want it to be, you're going to be in a far better position than you were if you didn't. When we come back, we're going to talk about what are your options here? How do you pay for this? What are the things you need to do? It's going to be very, very, very helpful. So stay tuned to make an appointment with us to go over this. We are local. We'd love to see you in the office or in the home. It's very easy. Pick up the phone right now. There is an operator standing by live right now who will make your appointment as convenient as possible. Call 1-866-PROTECT. Numerically, it's 1-866-776-8328. If you want to learn more about the Alzheimer's Association of the East Bay, it's aseb.org. That's aseb.org. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman.
KNBR 680. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with Liberty Group's David Hollander. It's your assets that are on the line on KNBR 680.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
So you probably heard the Fed is going to keep interest rates at next to zero for at least the next couple years. I believe that. So if you're retired or even thinking about retiring, you're scratching your head wondering, how do I generate any retirement income and not put all my life savings at risk? Well, we have questions just like these every day, and we have so many answers for you. How do you find out? Well, you can certainly listen to the show, or you're more than welcome to participate in one of our coming up seminars. And how you get information on that is you can go to the website, libertygroupllc.com, click on the seminars tab, and you'll find out the dates and locations there. Or you can call 1-866-PROTECT. That's 1-866-PROTECT. And just ask them about the upcoming event. My guest today is Michelle Pope. She's the executive director of the Alzheimer's Services of the East Bay. We've been talking about identifying cognitive impairment. We're talking about just forgetting things. Now, we're not talking about where did I put my keys or where's the mail I left over there. No, we're talking about continual patterns that come up where you're forgetting to do things. And what are your options at that point? What does this mean for you? What are the next 15 to 20 years of your life going to look like? What can you do? We read a story in the beginning about a gentleman who was working every day taking care of his mom and found a solution, an ability to stay in the community and have his mom actually thrive and do better. And at the same time, he did better and he got his own business back together again, and they're happy again. So we're so lucky to have you here today, Michelle, and we're going to talk about now, you know, once a family identifies they've got this problem, and I don't want to call it a problem, it's an issue that we have to deal with in life. As we get older, we have to face things that are going to happen to us. It's just a natural occurrence that's going to happen. It's part of life. And if you believe that you deal with things that happen in an appropriate way and you can make your life better, which I do, you need to have a plan. You need to be prepared. So as we plan for this, Michelle, what are some of the things that a person can do? What are the sorts of facilities or events that are available for families to start considering if they're helping a parent do this?
Well, I'm going to start from the beginning, from diagnosis. So you will go into the doctor's office, and you've had these tests, and now the doctor is saying that there's dementia, which means memory loss or Alzheimer's in your life. I would begin then by going to a support group. Not only a support group for the caregiver, so that the caregiver can discuss with other individuals what it's like, what they've already experienced, but also a support group for the individual who is now going to live with this ongoing challenge of memory.
Now let me stop you right there. How do you find a support group?
Well, you call. The Alzheimer's Association is a good place to start, or you can call us, Alzheimer's Services of the East Bay, because we do have that model already in place.
Great.
And we can direct you at that time.
So everybody, that's ASEB.org. Go to ASEB.org, and that's a great way to start.
Be, yeah.
Great. Okay.
And then there's a model, Adult Day Healthcare, which we are. And an Adult Day Healthcare is a program that people can go to Monday through Friday. Not all of them are dementia-specific, like our program is, but they provide a meal, they lunch, physical therapy, occupational therapy, a nurse, a speech therapist, dietitian, pharmacist, physician, and a lot of therapeutic activities and a whole lot of love.
Is that all?
That I know, huh?
Now, I gotta say something, because, yes, you know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I got to tell you that I'm an attorney, I'm involved in this. I did not know anything about this. We would always hear adult daycare or what, you know, mm-hmm. and immediately I say this to my clients. They say, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand. And all mm-hmm. I can tell you is when I don't know what happened. I was fortunate enough to walk into your facility one day, mm-hmm. meet you right off the bat, and that, mm-hmm. and it took off from there. But the reality was, when I saw what was going on there, it was absolutely incredible to me to realize that all this is available to people mm-hmm. right down the street. They don't know it's there.
And I think, and again, this is not a statement of judgment to anybody out there who is hearing this. As a caregiver, you have to take your emotions out of the equation. And when you walk into a daycare for adults, it's not the same model that you're used to in dealing with your children or your grandchildren. It is a model that is therapeutic in nature. It is a model that provides protective supervision, and it is a model that focuses in on the needs of that individual. So you may walk in and see something going on that you go, wait a minute, why is this 80-year-old playing with a balloon? Well, for them, the balloon is the substitution for a ball. It's lighter. It's something that can move across the room, and they can succeed in throwing it. So you've got to change your mindset. There's a new language now, caregiver, that you have to learn, and you have to look with a different vision in mind, which is keeping your loved one engaged, fulfilling their medical needs, and it's not about you anymore. It is about looking at that through a different lens. And I feel that a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's called adult daycare.
Right. What could we call it?
I don't know. We need to recoin
it.
Yeah, we need to recoin it. The state's trying to recoin it, but what they're choosing is not good either.
Yeah, we won't go there.
We won't go there. But we need to help families to understand this is a good stopgap. In the beginning of the disease process where the
person, how about a first step?
A first step.
Let's call it a first step.
A first step.
Like
a first step in the levels of care that your loved one might need. And then we can also guide you. because there's case management. There's all, a social worker that can guide you through the process. We have connections with folks like yourself that we can bring in to work with the family on the financial stuff. So you got to start someplace where you
can. Let me throw this out there,
yeah.
If I may. You know, my thought would be, because a lot of children, even a lot of parents, are scared.
Absolutely.
About this whole world. They don't understand what to do. It's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
So you allow people to come in and just kind of test drive you, right?
Yes, yes.
So a family, let's say you wanted to bring your mom or your dad in, or your sister, your brother, you could just come in for a few hours, mm-hmm. and just see
and
what it's
look.
All about,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
So maybe that would be a way just to understand what's available. Mm-hmm. One thing I want to mention is I know you have some transportation, right? So you help people actually get there too.
Yes, yes. We own 10 vans. We have 6 of them in operation at the moment, and we go to the home and pick people up at their home so their caregivers can go off to work and get to work on time, and then we bring them back home. Many, many times we're pulling into the garage right next to the caregiver so that they can begin their caregiving. I mean, that's the thing that I think is important to put out, is that we're just providing respite for a very short period of time, that this caregiver still comes home from work and picks up being
That's
a caregiver.
Right. That's right. Yep.
And so we try to make sure that this individual, all of their needs are met, that they actually have had a lot of physical activity. So maybe that caregiver gets an hour where mom can make the salad in the kitchen and still start their evening with their family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So at your facility, right, they're getting exercise.
Yes.
All sorts of different activities are going on. Let's talk about the food, because I know that's important. You know, a lot of people who are at home, and I know I have a lot of clients who call me and say, you know, I'm really worried about my mom or my dad. They're at home all day at their own house. The children aren't living with the parents. They're on their own in a home. Mm-hmm. And the kids usually stop by in the evening after on their way home from work to make sure that everything's okay and they have a meal. But one thing that's so important about, I think, health and physical fitness is food.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to eat good quality food to help your whole outlook on life. I believe that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've seen you in action. I've seen what you do. And tell us a little bit about your food preparation, how that impacts the people.
Mm-hmm.
This may be the best meal they have all day.
For many of them. Again, because they have Alzheimer's or memory loss, the ability to focus in on eating becomes very difficult for many of them as they progress in the disease process.
What does that mean? Explain that.
What that means is once the fork is in hand and you bring it halfway to your mouth, you've forgotten what the next activity is.
No kidding.
And so we're there to say, oh, try that, Miss Jones. Eat that. That's really good for you. That's something you like. And then they remember and they put it. Or we have staff that also provide assistance in feeding. And then we have adaptive devices, forks and spoons that are adaptive, so that people with arthritis and things of that nature can continue to be independent and feed themselves. But I like that you asked me about this, because this is one of my loves. Food to me, I grew up in a home where food was also the social place, that we gathered around the table and had dinner together and talked about the day and got reprimanded and all the things that happened in the family. And we looked at our dining experience and realized that it wasn't a dining experience. What it had turned into was more of a clinical, get the food in, make sure the nutritional needs are met for our charting. And about two years ago, we became person-centered, and what we did is we call it a dining experience. We pipe in classical music without words, therefore individuals cannot have to try to figure out what the words are going on behind them. The food is placed in such a way that they can identify each of the food groups without it being mixed together, because, again, that's confusing for people with Alzheimer's or dementia. And then the staff no longer talks during the lunchtime. So you walk in, it's this peaceful environment, classical music playing, the tables are set, there's what I love now, the candles that don't have flame,
right.
So we don't have a fire
yes.
going on.
That's right.
And we create an environment for them where the table becomes the community. And so, David, if you and I were sitting together, then you and I would sit together for lunch all the time. And therefore, you're also motivating me, because maybe you can still feed yourself. And I watching you is a motivation. And so I love the dining experience at my centers, and I applaud my staff daily for what they have done. Tablecloths versus plastic, you know, real china versus paper plates. Anything that can bring them to the reality, you know, of their situation. We have wonderful pictures on the table with mint, thank goodness, because I have a mint garden that's going crazy. So mint and lemon, and so they can pour water themselves as opposed to just throwing food at them and
right.
creating. It's a dining experience.
It is.
They're at the ASEB restaurant.
That's right. They are. They really are.
They really are.
So this has been wonderful. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about how do you pay for this, because I got to tell you, right now in this state, we're having a serious problem, as you know, economically. It's trickling down into programs like this, and we're going to talk about financially what's going on here. I want you to understand something, too. You're going to learn about the cost of this and how this care gets matriculated down to you and what you think your options are and what you're paying for it and what the alternatives are, and you're going to see why this is so critically important to you. So I want you to stay tuned. Don't forget, if you want to make an appointment and talk about this, it's absolutely complimentary. How do you do it? You pick up the phone right now. You call 1-866-PROTECT. That's 1-866-PROTECT. Numerically, it's 1-866-776-8328. You are listening to Protect Your Asset Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman.
KNBR 680. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with Liberty Group's David Hollander. It's your assets that are on the line on KNBR 680.
We're having a wonderful discussion about decisions to make during your lifetime. This is a hard time for a lot of people, and when you add the dynamic of dealing with a loved one, a parent, what are your options? Just got an email in. This is Will, 52, Will in San Leandro, is writing to us saying, my mom is 78 and she's starting to not eat her meals, and I'm wondering what we can do. What can we do? You know, we talked earlier about adult daycare, and we don't want to use that word. We're going to call it the first step of care. What is this? What does it mean? So many times when people start to suffer from Alzheimer's or dementia, the immediate thought is the nursing home. We call them skilled nursing facilities, or SNFs in my business. And that just automatically becomes the choice. We've driven the society to put people in nursing homes when that's not necessarily the only option you have. You need to understand that. So my guest today is Michelle Pope. She's with the Alzheimer's Association of the East Bay. Their website is aseb.org. And we've been talking about all the things that go on at the first step and what are some things you should look at. Now, the next thing, as I promise we're going to talk about, is how do you pay for this? Now, I want to throw some statistics out at you right now. If you're looking at a nursing home locally, you're looking at about $250 a day. If you're having home care in your home, you're looking at a minimum of 4 hours a day, and the cost of that is about $25 an hour. Yes, that's right. And you don't want to go out and get somebody who you don't know or someone who's on their own for the reasons that they could steal from you, they could not show up at work, and then your parent doesn't get their medication and something bad happens. So you want to hire a group that's experienced in it and insured and licensed, of course. But when you look at the alternative of the first step, as we've been talking about, we're going to talk now about what that costs and what you get from that financially. So Michelle, let's jump right into that. What are we looking at on a daily basis for everything we talked about earlier that you deliver?
Mm-hmm. We're looking at $90 a day, dementia.
$90 a day, and that covers everything.
Everything, yes, transportation included. All of the things that I talked about were the menu of service.
And that's 8 hours?
That's from 9 to 4.
Okay, so folks, just
Monday
the math
Friday,
of that, right? I mean, think about that. You've got mom at home with a caregiver coming in. You've got not only the financial responsibility of that person, just the one-room environment with no other supportive service versus what we're talking about today. This is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, $90 and $90. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we're talking also about this person coming out of the home and having the same routine that they've they've had. No one stays in their home 24 hours a day for 5-7 days a week.
That's right.
And so when you put this routine in place for the individual, it helps to keep their cognitive ability. It's not going to keep it from the disease from progressing, but it's going to help maintain some sense of independence and autonomy so the caregiver actually finds that their loved one is easier to care for.
Let me ask you a question. You don't have a requirement that they come certain times during the week,
no.
Do you?
Well, the only requirement that we have is that we really do think the person needs at minimum 2 days a week.
Okay.
Just because, again, with the memory loss, they need 2 days in order to remember where they're coming and to get it into a habit.
Sure.
So that we do suggest that, but we do have people who come 1 day a week.
Sure. I'm sure when you have a child who maybe works from home or is doing a part-time, this gives them a break.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we have that ability. Now, the next question would be, how for those people who don't have $90 a day, what are their options there?
There are some families who, I'm not even going to call them low income. It's just that $90 a day isn't enough with their CalPERS or whatever. We do have a subsidy program that we do help families, and we do subsidize them. So that's why we do fundraising, so that we can do that. Then if you are a low income family, which I hate that because that's just like whatever, but if you are a family who cannot afford to pay for adult day health care, currently in the state of California, Medi-Cal does reimburse for adult day health care at $76 a day.
Now, let's talk about that program, CVAS. Explain what's going on right now in the state and why this is becoming a very, very difficult area for a lot of people.
And I think that it's becoming a difficult area not only for our low-income family, friends, and neighbors. It's an issue for all of us. The reality is in the state of California, we have billions and billions of dollars in deficit. And in order to close that margin of deficit, what the state has determined is to cut social services to seniors. Adult day health care was one of the elimination services that was on the chopping block in last year, and we sued the state, and now we are now going to be called CBAS. CBAS is just the same thing as adult day health care, but it will be administered through managed care. That means your local managed care health partners, Alameda Alliance, Contra Costa Healthcare, those individuals. It is a scary proposition just because families are not aware of all of the ramifications of this move, and nor are we as the professionals trying to navigate it. We've lost a lot of centers, and it's affecting 38,000 people in the state of California.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. So, Michelle, I want to thank you so much for being
on
with us today. It was wonderful.
Thank you. I hope it was a help.
Absolutely. Listeners, I want to say to you that if you need help with this, it's very easy. Pick up the phone, call 1-866-PROTECT. We are definitely here to help you, and we want to help you set up a plan to deal with this, because if you're prepared, it's going to be so much easier, so much easier. I want to wish a happy birthday to Dr. George Calandri, Teresa Sachiri, Dr. Nancy Hebel, and David Becker. We're going to be doing dinner meetings, so check our website. It's libertygroupllc.com, or give us a call at 1-866-PROTECT if you want to have dinner with me. Don't forget to make your complimentary appointment. It's easy. We are local, and we can see you in our office or in your home. It's as simple as this. Just pick up the phone right now and call 1-866-PROTECT. That's 1-866-PROTECT. Numerically, it's 1-866-776-8328. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air.
The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation.
California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.